Are you sure you're ready?
Yeah, I had to hit, the recording has like a delay, so I hit the button and
Okay.
I had to wait to see it start.
So we're live right now.
Well, I mean, I'm just recording locally, so I'll probably just
gaming channel.
Probably just cut all of this part out.
Don't do
probably
that.
Probably not, I'm way too lazy. I'm just going to cut out the 5 seconds before where there was no sound, but other than that, this is all there.
Like, you don't edit these.
No, I don't. Well, I mean, I balance the audio and, like, do some, like, mastering on the audio, but that's about it.
Yep.
And then I render it. Every once in a while, I have to cut stuff because someone has to go answer a phone or something. Yep. Editing.
Yep. That sounds so hard.
Yeah, it's real hard. It takes me about 30 minutes.
I can't even imagine.
Yep. The render takes a really long time, though, actually.
Oh yeah, I can imagine. It's like usually like 2 hours.
Like 45 minutes. I have a really good GPU.
Ah.
That's what you need. That would fix all your rendering issues. It would take no time
at all.
I
don't have rendering issues. I have uploading issues. I can render fast. I just can't upload. When you have an upload of 0.2 megabytes per second.
Ow. I have five.
Exactly. I have 0.2.
I used to upload videos that were like 14 gigs because I was just like, fuck it, render it at the highest bitrate.
Man, if I were to upload these streams, it would take me days.
Yeah. It takes me like an hour and a half to upload the podcast. Like, podcast is like 6 gigs.
Like when I rendered out my Let's Plays, which were 20 minutes long, they were rendered at a bitrate of like 15 megabytes per second. It would take me 18 hours to upload said video.
Fun.
Oh yeah.
Well then, welcome ladies and gentlemen to the 82nd episode of the Dabber Gaming Podcast. I'm your host Ryan. With me as always, Joe.
Hey!
How's it going, Joe?
It's going good. Very busy.
That's good to hear.
A busy man.
Sounds better than the other week when busy was maybe not the thing that was going to be happening.
Oh yeah, a lot better. So much better. I can't believe it.
Congratulations on your Patreon actually working out.
Why, thank you. I'm surprised it did.
You're living the dream.
I was expecting like $20 and I ended up with $200.
Living the dream. $200 a month. When are you moving out? When you buy that mansion, when you buy that notch style mansion in Beverly Hills.
I'm already working on it. Just filing the paperwork, you know.
Yeah, that's what you're doing with your uber successful Patreon.
Yep.
I'm thinking about doing another game, and like depending on how the stream goes over on the I'm putting together a stream, right, to stream like making the next game that I'm working on with Christina. And depending on how popular that stream does, because we're hosting it on someone else's channel who is popular, maybe I'll look into like starting a Patreon so that Christina and I can like focus more time into making games rather than me like going out and doing landscaping so I can get gas.
I can't see you.
Really?
Yeah, my Skype's... Whatever,
no,
doesn't matter.
No, it's me. My camera's frozen in Skype, but not export.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is that stupid. I have two of the exact same webcam, and so, like, the driver doesn't know how to control it right anymore after some update to Skype and XSplit, and it's managed to, like, break it. It's pretty rad. It's pretty great.
Sounds rad.
Yeah. So I'm thinking maybe I buy a different webcam. Then I have two webcam drivers. Problem solved, right? But, no. It's not you, it's me.
Okay.
For once.
So we have plenty of news to talk about this week.
Yeah, because we did that podcast with Game Dave like 2 weeks ago, and then Nintendo's just like, we're gonna do a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But Before we get to that, what video games have you been playing? I've seen you've been playing some Mario Party 10. Is it any good? Yes. Should I buy it?
Unless you have, if you don't have friends to play it with constantly.
I have friends. Not constantly, but I mean, I have friends.
It's definitely a fun party game. The Bowser Party is the best part about it. Definitely. The actual like Mario Party part of it, still dumb. It's like Mario Party 9, but
that's the worst.
The problem with Mario Party 9 was that there you didn't get enough mini games. But this game, it seems to fix that where you get more mini games. Like there's sometimes you'll go through like a round of like you'll go through a rotation of all four people and you'll do like two or three mini games sometimes. So it's nice in that aspect, but the fact that everyone's still stuck on one car is really dumb.
I hate that. That drives me nuts.
The Amiibo Party kind of makes up for it.
I can't hear you. I lost whatever that was.
Well, your camera's back.
Yeah. Oh, man. My camera's frozen in XSplit, though, and my audio went all crazy. All right. Well, I can hear you now.
All righty. Well, that was weird. But yeah, the Amiibo Party kind of makes up for it because everyone's separate. But all of the boards are just like a square, and like there's a couple like mini bonus things, and you have to pay for stars like in the original one, but it's just like a tiny square, so it's not too exciting. But the mini games are great. They're some of the best in a while, and Bowser Party is definitely the best part of it. That's about it. Besides that, I've been playing a ton of... Basically, I've been playing two games a lot, on and off. Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare I've gotten back into. I'm playing that a lot. And Titanfall. I've been playing those two games a lot. I'm really enjoying them. And I also played a little bit of Super Mario 3D World. I've already beaten the game, but I was playing it again. And
I'm still yet to finish that game.
The game's great.
And I think the year it came out, I put it as my number one game of the year. I didn't finish it because I got to like the really hard, like after that first fake ending, like worlds.
Oh, yeah.
And those are like legitimately challenging. Like that.
Yeah.
That's
and
some hard ass like, platforming.
And then you have to go all the way through again and get all of the stars, stamps, and top of the flag posts to unlock even like the level above that.
Yeah. And that's the one that I'm stuck on.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I didn't like get stuck on it. It was just like, I'm gonna play Monster Hunter.
The final level in the game is brutal, not easy. It is one of the hardest platforming levels I've played in a long time. But yeah, that I've been playing a little bit of that just again for like a second playthrough of it, and then I also started Uncharted 2 because I beat the first one and I finally bought a copy of 2. Like I owned 1 and 3, and I didn't want to play 3 without playing 2, so I finally bought 2, and I'm playing through that now. And I think that's about it that I've been playing recently. A lot of Mario Party. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, I might pick up Mario Party 10, just because like two of my friends who moved out to Alberta are coming back for a few weeks at the end of this month, and also I have this month off because it's exam period and I only have one final exam, so okay. I don't have lectures or anything, and so I'll have a ton of time. Plus all of my friends also don't have finals because we like are all graduating. Well, I'm not, but everyone else is. I took 8 months off. I'm now 8 months behind, but they don't really have finals, so we're gonna like hang out a lot.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun game for sure. It's Mario Party. It's fun and it's better than 9. I can say that for sure.
Yeah. Plus, I'm like the guy who has the Wii U, and so when we like play video games together, I'm like it ends up being my house.
Yeah.
It ends up being on that couch directly behind me. But yeah, I guess I might pick that up. Is that a full $60 game or is it?
Yes. I think it was their normal like $59.99.
Alright. So that's it for you, pretty much?
That I can think of. I've played Xenoverse a few times, but that's about it. Nothing else I can think of. Started Ni No Kuni, but like I got through the first cutscene and that was about it. Don't start games at 5 a.m. expecting to get to get anywhere, because you're going to fall asleep while you're playing them.
Depend on the game. I made the mistake of starting to play Monster Hunter 4 this week because I bought a 3DS, a new 3DS. Oh, yeah.
I can imagine how much Monster Hunter 4 you've been playing.
Only Monster Hunter 4. Wow, almost. I picked up a couple other games. I felt obligated to buy a Pokemon game, so I bought a Pokemon game and played it for an hour. I might go back to it when I'm like...
tired of Monster Hunter 4?
Yeah, well, I mean, how long that takes. I'm not in high rank yet, so I've been just playing Monster Hunter 4, basically. I get obsessive over Monster Hunter. I need to find someone to play some Monster Hunter 4 with, though, so I can do the online and start getting through those quests as well.
Oh, yeah.
But
I could just imagine you are the crazy Monster Hunter guy.
I love it so much. It's so good. And really, they introduced two new weapons with Monster Hunter 4. And I haven't used the insect glaive, but I've been using the charge blade, which is like, so you have like this sword and shield, right? And then when you charge up your sword, you gotta like have these like little markers in the top left hand corner, like underneath your health bar. And when you have that full, then okay, well, what happens is you use your sword and they go to like yellow and then they go to red. And when they're red, you can like hold right bumper and hit A, and you like stick your sword in your shield and like pops, and like it pops out and like these shells kind of come out of it, like shotgun shells almost, and that means that your like sword is charged, and then you can turn it into a giant axe, and like a two-handed massive axe, like you put your shield on the end of your sword and it becomes a giant axe, and then you use the axe until your charge is broken down all the way to zero, and then you go back to sword and shield.
Oh my god.
And so it's a combination of sword and shield and a great sword, so it's pretty rad. Like, you get to put up your, like, because you can block, right, when you're using sword and shield, and then you can, when you, like, injure the monster that you're hunting and they, like, fall over, then you can switch to, like, the giant axe and start, like, beating the shit out of them because you know they're not going to attack you. It's pretty awesome.
That's awesome.
It's my favorite weapon, actually. And I used to be like a long sword only kind of person, but sword and like charge blade is fucking wicked. Besides that, I'm forcing myself to learn how to use the switch axe because it's a lot like charge blade, but does even more damage. Like, switch axe is a combination of the hammer, which is a giant two-handed weapon, and the greatsword, which is also a giant two-handed weapon, and they both do, like, huge amounts of damage. So I'm forcing myself to learn how to use the switch axe, but it's hard to use the switch axe because you move really slowly, and, like, you don't have really great combos. Like, when you commit to a combo, you're stuck there for a while, and so, like, makes you really vulnerable to attacks. But,
I've always been the dual wielding guy.
I never got really into the dual wielding. It's too short of range.
If I'm playing a game and I can dual wield, that's what I do. I don't know.
You can dual wield in Monster Hunter.
I know. That's what I'm a dual wielder in Monster Hunter 3.
How far did you get into 3U?
I killed a couple monsters. I haven't gotten too far though.
We should play some online. I just need to find people to play some online with. We got to figure that out, especially now that like I'm not super busy with school. So,
yeah, now I have to find time because I'm super busy.
Yeah, that's
two
that's
videos,
always how
two
it works.
Videos a week. Plus, I'm starting the Let's Play channel back up. I don't have much time to do much anymore.
Do a Let's Play of Monster Hunter.
Damn straight, we could do a Let's Play Monster Hunter 3 together. There you go.
We could. There we go.
Because I bought an Elgato for $30.
That is a steal.
I was checking Kijiji for one because I was like, well, I'm saving up to get it, so I might as well check Kijiji. And I was like, okay,
you didn't have to save up.
Then I was like, oh look, there's one for $100. So I like was like, email this. So emailed them and they never got back to me. Still haven't gotten back to me. And I was like, okay, whatever. And then the next day I like checked the Kijiji ad again just to like see if like they took it down or something, or they sold it already and just forgot to take it down. And then another one was up like that day exactly. It was like $30, call this number, and it was like some pawn shop downtown. So I was like, you know what? This thing could totally not work, but I'm going to risk it. So I went down there, got it for $30, paid $5 for a warranty, and now I got an Elgato. That works perfectly fine.
Wicked.
It's beautiful. It allows me to record. I needed it for the Mario Party 10 video too, so it worked out perfectly for me.
Yeah, I heard you complaining about file sizes, and I chuckled. Oh, yeah. Because that's nothing. You should see the videos that I used to put up, like the reviews, the gameplay would be like 3.5 terabytes.
Oh my, what were you recording with, Fraps?
DX Tori.
Have no 1080p. Clue what that is.
It's kind of like Fraps, but even better and with less of a frame rate hit, or at least it used to be. Fraps is really good now. DX Tori is not working as well as it used to. But
Fraps file sizes are huge.
Yeah, well, this is like equivalent in size, but much better quality. I used to record 60 frames a second, 1080p, lossless. And I would record like the entire video game and then just like scroll through the whole thing and find all of the clips that I wanted.
I was recording 720p without converting the file at the best quality, and a 30-minute file chugged out at 4 gigabytes, and I tried to drag that into Adobe Premiere, and the fucking Adobe was like, nope, and it just crashed on me. I was like, well...
Oh, that right sounds then. Like you don't have enough RAM in your laptop.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't.
How much do you have?
I don't even know how to check that. I think it's 4 gigabytes.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not enough for video editing. You need 8.
Yeah, let's see what I got here. 6 gigabytes of RAM.
Oh.
5.48 usable.
Yeah, I don't know. I have 8.
But, yeah. It's,
but when I drag I would put 400 gig files into Premiere, and I would just like wait 5 minutes and come back and would finally be finished processing. They're like, all right, I can edit this, and then like
yeah.
You would make a transition, and you'd have to do like that preview render, like
oh yeah,
or else it just wouldn't run. Like you couldn't use the preview window at all.
I don't know. I used to do like insane quality, like 1080p. But now since it takes forever to upload anything, I've dropped my quality down a lot, and I'm like, wow, because of how YouTube fucking uploads shit, I can't even notice the difference anyways. So it's like, unless someone's watching this at 1080p and like max and are really looking at the details, they're not really going to notice the difference between me rendering at 1080 and 720. And the difference in my like bit rate. Like, it's not that. It's just the fine details, pretty much, at that point.
Yeah, like, the colors become less vivid.
Yeah. And, like, I was looking at picture comparisons and stuff, and it's like Call of Duty, like, if you look at the mini map, the fine details on the mini map are harder to see. They're more blurry, but. And then the colors look different. But other than that, there's. Most people aren't watching the video for that.
Yeah, I don't know. Try to get back up if you can.
Oh yeah,
if you get better internet.
No, I can't.
I know,
which sucks.
I said if.
Yeah, I know, I wish I could,
but yeah,
I live in a shitty part of town. Not even town, city, shitty part of the city.
Anyways, the other video game I've been playing, I'm getting kind of back into MMOs. It's not Guild Wars 2. I kind of dropped Guild Wars 2 because the end game grind isn't very good.
I'm going to guess Elder Scrolls Online.
No, absolutely not. I played the beta for that, and it was unplayably bad. It was awful.
A shit ton of people have been getting back into that game. I guess it's a lot better
because you don't
now.
Have a sub fee anymore.
Yeah, I guess a lot of people have been playing it recently because it's really good now or something.
I started playing Final better. Fantasy 14, A Realm oh, nice. Reborn, which has a sub fee. So I'm going to play it I bought it. Like, I played the 2-week trial, but you can only get up to level 20. So I got up to level 20 in, like, 2 days, and then I was like, oh, well, I guess I'll buy this, because it was only $25 on Steam, because the expansion comes out next month. And so I bought it, Now I'm up to like level 30. The level cap is 50. And basically I'm just going to play for 30 days. And like, if I like it, then I'll subscribe. If I don't like it, then I'll drop it. But so far I'm really enjoying it. I need to get into a free company, which is like a guild. So I've been looking into joining, I can't even remember the name of it, but it's the same one that like a like bunch of people that are big on YouTube are in. Like, they started, so this fucking server that I joined is like filled with people who are like, oh my god, Dodger's on the server, go here. And I'm like, oh my god, I fucking hate all of you people, like, you're the worst human beings. Because I'm on Genova, and it turns out, like, I didn't realize this, but there's like at least 10 big YouTubers and like streamers who play on that fucking server. And so everywhere that I'm at, they're like, everyone go here, like, they're over here. And so maybe just to piss people off, I'll join the free company that they're all in. Not to like piss them off, but to piss off all of the people who are constantly trying to get in.
Oh yeah.
Just to be like, hey, I'm in the free company. What? But yeah, I'm playing Final Fantasy 14. It's pretty good. I like that, like, you can switch to any class at any time because the classes are based on your weapon. So, like, whatever class, like, whatever weapon you have equipped is your class.
Hmm.
But, like, you have to level up each class independently. So, like, I'm, like, a level, like, 20-something archer. I'm, like, a level 5 rogue. So.
Like, that sounds like a cool idea.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. Like, they have the Final Fantasy job system in it, basically. I haven't really been playing a lot besides that. Like, I'm just doing the dungeons and stuff in Final Fantasy, leveling up.
I recently bought Final Fantasy XI. I have no plans on playing it, but I bought it.
That sounds like some Steam sale at, like, behavior.
At my store, at the store that I used to work at, they have a, like, buy 10 games and get one free. And then you get, like, a little stamp card thing.
Oh, I thought you meant, so, like, you had to go in and buy 10 games.
No, it like, was, like, every time you buy a game that's get a certain amount of money, you get a stamp, and once you have 10 stamps, you can get a free game. So I had 10 stamps, and I was like, oh, why not? I'll get Final Fantasy XI, because I'm trying to fill up my PlayStation collection, so I need to get the Final Fantasy games. So I was like, well, I'll get it. I was like, should I get 10 or 11? I was like, I'm actually kind of interested in 11, since it's the first game that got rid of the random encounters. So, and I played the demo for Final Fantasy XI when it came out, and I had fun with the demo, so I don't know. Maybe I'll play it at some point in time, but I have Ni No Kuni and a bunch of other stuff to get through first.
Yeah, I'm looking into getting some more 3DS games now that I own one. Xenoblade Chronicles comes out.
Oh, in yes. In
like a week or two for the new 3DS. You gotta have that new one, though.
The only game so far.
Probably the only game ever. So with that comment, I'm gonna use it as a segue to the Nintendo NX. Because that was a thing that was announced. Actually, no, we should talk about DNA first.
DNA?
Yeah, that the company that Nintendo partnered with to do mobile.
Okay, yes. Their mobile
market. Yeah, it's spelled D, like capital D, lowercase e, capital N, capital A. And I know about them because I was talking to them about publishing a game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They don't republish, so we just kind of ended there. But they said, next project, bring it to us. And I was like, all right, then. So the next game that I make, I'm going to go email them before I release it so that maybe they'll give me money to advertise it. But like, they're a huge Unity like based game engine mobile developer. Like, they make mobile games, and they have like a bunch of like in-house extensions for Unity. And so one of the things that made them really popular, this is before Game Center and Google Play games, right? The Google Play game services, is that they made like the first kind of cross-platform, like global leaderboard system for those games, like a back end for it, which meant that they ended up being really popular as a publisher because lots of people went to them to publish their games so that they could like use that system. And so they kind of like were one of the first people to do that. But also, I think they made a mobile game that's really big. I can't remember which one. It's like
Flappy Birds.
No, it's like a match 3 RPG. Kind of like in the same vein as like Puzzles and Dragons, but not Puzzles and Dragons. Actually, they're in Vancouver. I should go work for them.
Just walk but over not. There.
Yeah, just like be like, hey.
All right.
Let me. But anyways, they're going to be making mobile games. Mobbage is the like mobile games platform thing that I was talking about.
Yeah.
And oh, they made Goddess. Like the mobile version of Goddess, that Peter Molyneux game. Oh, and they made Final Fantasy Record Keeper, which like just came out. I heard really good things about that, actually. It's like a Final Fantasy it's a mobile game on Final Fantasy where there's like these paintings, right? And things are corrupting the paintings, so you have to take a team of Final Fantasy characters in to the painting with you and like fight the thing that's in the painting. And you get like bonuses if you bring the characters from that Final Fantasy game into the painting with you. And so like you'll go to do fight, like it's basically you're just doing fights that are like notable fights from the Final Fantasy games. So like if you bring like Cloud into a Final Fantasy VII fight, then like you get bonus points, like you get a buff. But I heard it's really good. Like all it is just fights over and over and over from like the Final Fantasy games, like no bullshit, and it's really fair in its monetization apparently. So
sweet.
Yeah. But anyways, Nintendo's going to be making, they said new properties. They didn't say like core properties. So like I guess we're not expecting to see like a Pokemon game on phones or like a Mario game, like a platformer.
Yeah.
But
new IPs basically.
I mean, it's things that like the shareholders for Nintendo have been pushing for the last few years. And if you go back, let me see if I can bring it up, but Iwata mobile quote. Anyways, like a few years ago, like Iwata like literally said, we will like never ever do mobile.
So much for that.
Yeah, like literally like 2 years ago. But anyways, sorry, I was trying to read something. Anyways, they're looking to make $25 million a month. That's what DNA thinks that they're going to make in revenue off of Nintendo doing mobile.
Wouldn't be surprised.
I'm not even really against the idea of them doing mobile, because the way that they laid out the plans is that basically Nintendo's going to do development, like they're going to design the games and make them, and DNA is going to like help publish and help provide background knowledge.
Now, I'm really not against it, because Nintendo's already put out two games that are basically games that could work on the phone, and their monetization of them are actually done fairly well.
Is that like Pokemon Shuffle for the
The Pokemon Shuffle, and then the Puzzle Fighter Z and Fighter Mario Edition. It seems like the monetization in those are done pretty well. You can still play the game without needing to pay to get more like gems or whatever that you need.
Yeah, like I don't think that they're going to do it badly. So
no, it's Nintendo.
They don't do anything badly.
They don't mess up too often.
And they had like the thing
unless
is
unless it comes to 3-inch plastic figurines.
Yeah, maybe. But like the thing is about Nintendo is that they have the potential to like actually change the mobile space, because if you look at mobile games like right now, every company kind of that does well has one hit, but they never manage to like recreate that. Like like Supercell has Clash of Clans, and they've kind of managed to do the same thing with Boom Beach, but not quite. And then there's like Heroes Charge, and like everyone has a game on mobile, right? Whereas like Nintendo has the potential to have like the top five games in mobile, because they could just release like I don't know, like something with the Pokemon brand and something with the Mario brand and something
Clash
with
of
this
Clans
band.
Pokemon Edition and Mario Platformer and
Well, I mean, they're not going to release Mario Platformer, but they could do like a Mario like Match 3 RPG, and like that would be the one that everyone plays.
Yeah, exactly.
But
it's Nintendo.
Yeah, like they have the IP, they have actual IPs that people care about. Whereas no one else on mobile does, so they could just dominate the space.
Other than Square, but they've released a bunch of crap on mobile.
What does Square have that anyone actually like cares about besides Final Fantasy?
Nothing. That's pretty much it.
Like, they have Deus Ex, but to be honest, I don't even like Deus Ex that much. Like, I didn't like the new one as much as the old ones.
Because
hugely different in concept.
I just mean, like, Square's put out a bunch of Nintendo stuff, but it's all been... Or, I mean, not, they put out a bunch of Final Fantasy stuff, but most of it's been crap.
Who even cares about Final Fantasy at this point? It's dumb. Like, they... I mean the new ones. Like...
Oh, yeah.
The issue, like, I'm playing Final Fantasy 14 because I like that game's mechanics, not because I like Final Fantasy. Like, every one is a totally different world with new characters, and which is, like, perfect, like, way to reset. But the issue is that, like, 13 was garbage in just the worst kind of ways.
And they made two more of them.
And now this one...
Returns is pretty good.
I heard the end was like, oh my god, I can't believe they fucking did this. Like, isn't the end that it turns out that it's just fucking Earth?
Like, I don't know. I don't know about the ending. I just heard that the gameplay was actually pretty good.
There's like a huge fight, and like the world is recreated, and then it comes back and it shows Lightning like on a train, like in normal ass like human world with like it's our world, like it's obviously Earth, and it's just like, you motherfuckers, like I hate you. You're idiots. You're the worst.
P.S. Spoiler alert.
Nah, screw it. No one's going to get to the end of Lightning Returns and be like, oh my god. Like, it's been a couple of years at this point.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Nintendo doing mobile.
I'm okay with that.
So, the thing that followed this up is that they also had to basically talk about codename NX, the Nintendo NX, which is
their
a new piece
NX'd
of hardware.
Their NX'd hardware.
Yes. I'm not sure what they're... So, I have some ideas about what it is. I think the thing that people want the most, and it makes a lot of sense, is basically a platform that, like, brings their mobile space into the console world. Like, something that integrates 3DS into the Wii U, so that you can just, like, play 3DS games on your Wii U. Or some kind of new platform completely that is, like, a powerful handheld that plugs into your TV and, like, uses a, like, regular controller. So that you can, like, play these kind of, like, Wii U quality games, but, like, mobile. And then when you're home, like, put it on, like a docking station, kind of like how the Wii U has, like, for the gamepad has that, like, power dock. But this one plugs into your TV to do output. And then you, like, sit down with a controller and play the same game on your big-ass TV. But, I mean, that's what I'm hoping for, at least. It's going to be a couple of years at least before, like, we know what it... Or at least before this comes out, because they said, like, they're not going to talk about it until an E3 of next year. So not this E3, but the one after.
Yeah, so we'll be waiting for a while. And it's nothing that I'm too crazy about seeing.
Yeah, well, I mean... I'm excited. It's new Nintendo hardware. How can you not be excited?
But, well, first off, it's like 3 years away. Second off, we won't get to hear anything for another like year and a couple months. So I'm just excited to hear about more games for the Wii U.
Well, I mean, they've already delayed
Zelda. Yeah, they delayed Zelda. I wouldn't be surprised if they delayed Star Fox, but...
Well, they never promised that Star Fox was coming out this year, did they?
Yeah, they did. They stated that release order was going to be Splatoon, Star Fox, and then Zelda. Or it was the other way around. I don't know.
Well, I mean, we're like a month away from E3, so we'll know whether or not Star Fox is being delayed by... Do they show it at E3? If they do, and they say then they want to release it this year, then they'll give a date. So
yeah, definitely. But we should be seeing some good stuff from Nintendo at this E3, I can imagine.
Well, I mean, doesn't Splatoon come out before E3? Because E3 is June, right?
Yeah, Splatoon comes out in May. Yeah.
And then they have that Shin Megami Tensei Fire Emblem Cross over.
Yeah,
and that's Wii U, right?
Play of that. Yep.
Is that this year? Because they talked about that on the Nintendo Direct.
There was no date given from what I can see. But yeah, it's May 29th, Splatoon comes out.
Gonna have to play some Splatoon.
Man, I want Splatoon to come out tomorrow.
I like the visual style.
I like everything about that game. When that game was first announced, I was like, oh, great, this looks stupid. But after I've seen more gameplay and, like, watched the mechanics and
when they announced it, like, they showed so much of that. Because they did that, the Treehouse live stream, right, from E3. And they did, like, hours and hours of Splatoon.
Yeah.
Because, like, any time that they, like, didn't have a thing with, like, Iwata or someone showing something that wasn't on the floor, then it was like, okay, we're going to go to the floor and start showing Splatoon. So
yeah, I can't wait for that game. That is definitely one of the games I'm most excited for this year.
Yeah, Splatoon's gonna be neat. Anyways, I think the NX is going to be some kind of like a way to merge the handheld and console divisions of Nintendo. And it makes sense because Nintendo's already talked about like reducing its teams to work on single hardware, so... And, like, starting to move away from having split divisions.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's what they talked about last year, was about merging their hardware teams and merging their software teams so that they weren't doing, like, handheld and consoles. So it would make sense for them to release a hybrid platform that is both.
Yeah. I am interested to see what it is, but it's nothing that I'm like crazy about right now. Like, I can't wait. They need to show it now.
All right. So I guess there's one last big piece of new. Well, what else was in the Nintendo Direct? They have new Smash Bros. Characters coming.
Yep. Lucas was announced. They showed off more Mewtwo. We got a ton of more amiibo stuff. Yoshi's Woolly World amiibos that are so freaking adorable. I want them, but I'm not going to get them, but they're so adorable.
The other thing that you're missing about the Smash Bros. Was that they're taking votes.
Yes, I already voted. Have you voted?
No. Who did you vote for?
I voted for K. Rool.
Hmm.
From Donkey Kong. A lot of people are voting for Bayonet and Wonder Red.
I would vote Bayonetta. I've seen strong arguments for Shovel Knight. That's what I was going to say.
Shovel Knight is another one that a lot of people are voting for.
Actually, I know who I'm voting for.
I'm surprised I haven't seen more Ridley votes.
Waluigi. Because Waluigi is number one.
I've seen some votes for him.
Do you ever listen to the Giant Bombcast or like go on Giant Bomb at all?
No.
All right, so they had a new hire this year from GameSpot. Game Informer. They hired Dan Reichert, and he loves wrestling, and he was at WrestleMania this year. And you maybe saw the bajillion pictures of him on the internet holding up a bright neon green sign that said Waluigi is number one.
I've not seen that.
Oh my god. He was like sitting in the spot for WrestleMania, which is like a 6 hour fucking long thing, where he was like on camera all the goddamn time because like he was sitting right, he was sitting to the side of the ring that is like opposite of where like
the cameras are set up.
Yeah, and well, opposite of where like the commentator's desk is, so like there's usually a lot of shots from that, like from that side pointing out.
Like he was behind the commentators.
No, he was on the opposite side of the ring from them.
The opposite side of the ring from them is the ramp and the entrance.
Oh no, sorry, he's on one of the sides. Yeah.
Yeah, there. It's, if you're like if you were to come in from the entrance.
Yeah. Yeah, it's you're to right. The left. Yeah, he was on one of the sides. From the ramp.
Yeah.
And so he had like a fucking Waluigi number one sign that he held up the whole damn time, and then another sign that was just a printout of his face. But Waluigi number one, like Waluigi at WrestleMania started to like trend on Twitter. Like he got it trending and it was so fucking dumb.
That's hilarious.
But I think I have to vote Waluigi now because he's right. Waluigi is number one. Waluigi, not in enough video games. There should be a Waluigi game. There's a Wario game. There's Luigi games. Why are there no Waluigi games?
Because he's dumb.
That's wrong, man. He's better than Wario. He's better than Luigi. He's better than Mario. He's number one.
Alrighty. They showed off they showed off that Smash Bros. Stuff, and then more amiibos for the Smash Bros. Wave 5 they showed off.
Which, new Fire Emblem.
Which was funny because I was just like, yo, I really want an Olimar amiibo, and then they announced it, and I was like, sweet, I'll be getting one of those.
Fire Emblem. New Fire Emblem for the 3DS.
That was something I'm not too interested in, but it looks cool.
Well, I like Fire Emblem.
Yeah, so. I know a lot of people who do, so.
And then they have and then they had the Shin Megami Tensei Cross Fire Emblem for Wii U.
That'll be sweet. It looks good.
What else did they show?
Fatal Frame.
Oh yeah. Well, we already knew that was coming. They announced that already.
They announced it in Japan. This is the first time they announced it will be coming to America.
Yeah, well, I mean, knowing Nintendo, like, oh, we're publishing this game, like it's obviously going to come out in America as well.
Yeah.
Like the Wii U doesn't have enough third-party games. There's no way that they're not going to do it.
Yeah. What else? There was Splatoon amiibos.
Splatoon and amiibos.
They showed off more
exclusive one.
Yeah, they showed off more. They showed off more Splatoon game types that'll be playable.
Oh yeah, that thing has like an actual single player in it.
Yeah,
because like last week they dropped they let that embargo out with those YouTubers. Like I know Gerard did a video, like JK completes it, the completionist, Pro Jared, they did videos.
The single player is known for a while now. It's been months that they showed it off a while ago.
I didn't see the first time that they showed it off. I knew that it existed. I just didn't. No,
they showed it off a while ago, and I was like, man, I really wish this game had single player. I was talking to someone, and they're like, it does. Like, just look it up. And I was like, oh. So I looked it up, like, months ago, and I was like, oh, my God, this is beautiful. I love how they're fighting octopuses. It's so good.
Yeah, I hadn't seen that.
I feel like there's something else in that Direct that we were missing.
Who knows? A lot of Nintendo news, though.
Yes, a lot.
Yeah, I mean, like, Nintendo...
Update to Codename Steam.
Oh, that's one. Nintendo last year, like, they looked like they were poised to, like, take the holiday season and then didn't, which was super frustrating because it's just, like, you have so many good games and, like, you have a very affordable console. Like, why is it not doing better? And then this year, like, it looks to be the same thing. Like, they're launching all of these great games and they have all these killer apps, but... Like, it's just going to be the same thing. I was fucking talking to someone the other day. They didn't even know that Nintendo had a new console.
Wow.
We're like 3 years into the Wii U's lifespan, and people still don't know it exists. Like, that's...
I just remembered another announcement.
What was it?
200cc, brah.
Oh, yeah, 200cc Mario Kart 8.
I'm interested on how that's going to work. I'm wondering if the carts are just going to be a lot faster, or if the... Or if the AIs are going to have in, like... They're going to be faster, but I'm wondering if the AI is also going to have more rubber banding and it's going to be even better, because the AI is already really good at 150cc, so...
I'm assuming they would be better at driving, because they have to be in order to like actually drive at that speed. But
I mean, the rubber banding in 150cc is ridiculous. So I'm wondering how much better these AIs are going to be at 200cc level.
I don't know if they can rubber band harder, because it's already pretty dumb how much they rubber band. It's actually like, frustrating as shit.
I'm about to lap you. Oh, look. They're rubber banding me. Oh, wow. How's that even possible? Did they all get golden mushrooms in the last 10 seconds?
Yeah. Fuck that. So frustrating. But, yeah, I mean, that's whatever.
Plus, they showed off DLC Pack 2.
Yeah, but I mean, everyone knows what's in it, because you could buy it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Plus, the Amiibo Pack 2. Or not, wow. The Amiibo cards, they finally showed those off. Yeah, with the Animal Crossing, so there's like a million Animal Crossing cards now. And I can imagine the next one's going to be Pokemon, because fucking kids will eat that up if they release it.
Yeah, they need and to if they, put if they Amiibos into the Pokemon trading card game version of the on 3DS.
Oh, yes.
If they don't, then they're fucking idiots.
If they don't realize, hey, if we make Pokemon Amiibo cards, kids are going to buy these non-fucking-stop, then they're kind of retarded.
So what they should do, because if you buy real-world booster packs, I think, with the then you can, like, open digital ones in the, like, digital versions of the Pokemon trading card game. What they should do is make the cards in your real-world booster packs Amiibo cards that you scan in, and then, like, they would save into your... like into your game.
Yep.
Like into your deck. So like you just scan booster packs in one card at a time.
Boom. Billions of dollars. Nintendo's rich again.
I would fucking buy Pokemon cards if that was the case. Like, oh damn, I gotta go. Like, I'm really into digital card games, because then you don't have to carry around the cards, right? And you can play with anyone anywhere in the world. You just build a digital deck. And like I'm perfectly okay with that. I mean, look at Hearthstone. Hearthstone is like hugely popular, and it's monetized exactly like physical card games. It's just digital.
Yep.
Anyways, Amiibos. So I guess there's one more piece of news left that we haven't talked about.
What's that?
Kojima is leaving Konami.
Oh, yes. There's also been the news that his production marker has been taken off of the Silent Hill website.
Yep, I saw that.
I'm really hoping he's still working on that. Because
he probably isn't. It doesn't sound like him and Konami are getting along very well.
Well, that sucks, because that game was looking to actually be good, and now it's probably going to be crap.
So the only thing that I'm really taking away from this, that, like, so, I guess I'm excited that he's leaving Konami, because he's not going to be making Metal Gear anymore, and that excites me. And I know that probably upsets some people, but I don't want to see him make more Metal Gear games, because I want to see him make anything but Metal Gear at this point. Like, anything.
I feel like that's probably why he left. It's probably because Kojima was like, yeah, well, I'm done at 5. Like, that's kind of where I want to end the story. And they're like, no, you make more.
The story obviously ended with 4, and at this point, it's like everything that was could have been possibly left is this, because they ended it at 3, and then 4 and 5 just fill in, like, their prequels to 3, right? And so, like, they fill in everything, and just, like, there's nothing left to talk about at all. Like, there's just nothing. So... Yeah.
So, Kojima was, they were probably like, no, you're going to make more. And Kojima was like, no. And they were like, all right, well, then I guess you're gone.
Well, I mean, he probably left that company, not
yeah, May I know. Left, I mean, like, it's probably like,
kicked him out, but
probably something along those lines. Though, I mean, like, that was probably the issue. Was they wanted more Metal Gear and he didn't, so he'll be able to work on whatever he feels like now. Which, it's Kojima, so it'll probably be something cool, and his name will be on the front of it when you start up the game because that's how it works.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see like what he does.
Definitely,
I know some people have been talking like, "Oh, he should obviously go into film," but I think that is a not great idea. Well, I don't think it's a bad idea. I just don't think that it would happen because who wants to back Kojima for making a movie is the thing. Like, he's made video games that have made millions of dollars. Like, he won't have an issue going to a publisher and pitching them a game, but there's no way that, like, he can just go walk up to Universal and be like, "Hey, give me $300 million to make this weird movie." They'd be like, "No."
I find it funny if he went and co-produced a movie with Del Toro.
I don't know.
Co-directed. That would be interesting.
I don't know if like what he does works in movies, because although his games are really cinematic, like their storyline and everything else is like fucking silly as shit.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They're so video gamey in like a not in a good and bad way. So
yeah,
I wouldn't want to watch a movie written by him. I think it would be too dumb. Anyways, speaking of movies, Konami's making a Metal Gear movie.
Yay.
Yeah, who wants to watch that?
Not me, since Kojima's not part of it. Like, Metal Gear was Kojima. Like, you can't have Metal Gear without Kojima. It doesn't work.
I don't know. You probably can. It's like, there's enough Metal Gear games that, like, the storyline is completely written out. Like, you know everything in the world. The world's built to the point where you could write anything into it. You know the mechanics because there's 5-6 Metal Gear games at this point.
It's not the same. It'd be like if Star Wars 7 was not directed or looked over by George Lucas. It is
good. He shouldn't look at them. I mean, we saw what he did with the prequels, with the prequelogy.
I like the prequels, so I don't.
Oh, you're the worst.
Why do I even do this
podcast
one
with you?
I don't know.
You like number one?
Yeah.
No.
You like
the one with
Jar
Jar Binks? Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't see. I like a lot of things that people hate, especially when it comes to movies.
I'll accept it, but know that it's begrudgingly.
And I'm pretty sure you have me on this podcast because you had no choice. I held a gun to your head and you said okay.
Yeah, you kidnapped
me. And also because we have multiple differing opinions on things.
Yeah. That,
so it works.
That's why this works.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm excited to see I'm exactly. I'm excited to see Kojima do something else because I just don't want to see more Metal Gear from him. Like, it seems it's boring at this point because it's just like, you know what's going to happen. There's going to be Snake or some clone of Snake doing Metal Gear things, hiding in a fucking box. Like, choking people out and sneaking around. Like, that's what Metal Gear is. And then there's going to be some fucking crazy explosions and something to do with more clones and yeah, like that Metal Gear, and I can't care at this point. Well, I mean, I care, like I'm going to play the new Metal Gear because it's fucking Metal Gear, but it'd be neat to see him carry any of that into something else. Not the clone stuff, but the weird, like, unplug your controller. Not that really works in this world, because we have wireless controllers
anymore
at this point.
They kind of did it with Metal Gear Solid 4. I forget what it was. Mantis was like, "Let me read your memory card." And there's like, there's no memory card. Crap.
So dumb.
So he like makes you put your controller down instead, and it vibrates. Like, ooh.
I remember when fucking Kojima was talking about it, he wanted to make a game where if you died, the disc got destroyed.
Oh my god.
And like you just had to like buy it again. Like just buy the game again.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, that's like the worst idea I've ever heard in my life.
People would do it though.
Like, I get the idea of losing your character and having to start over. Making me spend another $60 though is fucking ludicrous. It's also not like financially viable because it costs so much goddamn money to make the discs. Like, at the time that he was pitching this, it was just like, wait a second. You want us to sell this? It's like, you want us to make these discs and ship them out, and then we have to sell it for $60 and they get broken? Like, no one's going to buy a second disc unless we make them cheap enough. But the discs cost too much money to make them cheap.
Yep. Just go grab some from the dollar store. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Let's put the games on those.
Anyways, let's wrap this up.
Okay. Wrap it like a wrap.
Unless you have any news that you want to talk about. You remember anything?
No, not really. Nothing no. Other than the Nintendo.
Yeah, that's the thing in everyone's mind because it's so new.
Buy Splatoon. There we go. That's my news. Tell people to buy Splatoon.
Buy Monster Hunter. We that need more too. Monster Hunters.
You know, just buy Wii U and yeah. The new 3DS. Just buy Nintendo products.
Wow. I don't know.
Okay, Nintendo, sponsor us now.
Yeah, give us that Nintendo money. I'm waiting to hear back from Nintendo. I applied for a developer license. Just not heard anything. Yeah. It takes like a month, apparently. So. That's exciting. Hopefully I hear back and get a dev kit, do some stuff.
I want to.
But once I hear back, like, I can't. Like, you go under NDA, and so it'll just be like, I heard back, and then, like, that's it. Like, I won't be able to say anything. But
I wish I could be part of the Nintendo program where they send you the games for free and you get to review them without having to deal with their actual partner program.
Oh, that's like what like Smosh and stuff is in, right?
Yeah, well, I know Gerard and Nintendo Fan for the Win are part of it. So
Neato.
That'd be cool. So this means I have to buy Nintendo products. I'm getting Splatoon for sure. Like, there's no doubt in my mind that I'm getting Splatoon.
All right, we'll play some Splatoon when you get it.
You have to get Splatoon so we can play it together, and then I can dominate you MLG style. And then Splatoon will be part of MLG, and I'll be MLG Pro Splatoon player.
Yeah. Is there going to be a Mountain Dew tie-in brand deal?
Yep.
Like, you get double XP if you buy purple Mountain Dew. Oh, yeah, Halo 5. They gave a date for that, didn't they?
Yes, they did, and there's a lot of weird stuff going on with it. Halo in general likes to throw out these weird, convoluted, weird things that people have to decipher to learn the backstory of it.
They kept doing these fucking stupid countdowns, and then it was just for a trailer. I was like, you fucking assholes, like, stop doing this. Like,
those trailers were good though. It makes me interested.
Yeah, but it's so dumb to do the countdown bullshit. Like, we're counting down. What's this mysterious countdown to? And then it was like trailer. It was like, ugh.
Yeah. I'm interested to know what that game's gonna be like from those trailers, because it's weird. It seems like there's gonna be two stories that you can either like choose which one you play through or choose on decisions on how it ends. I don't know exactly how it's going to work, but I'm definitely going to have to steal my girlfriend's Xbox One and play it.
You know what I'm most hyped for?
What?
What flavor of Mountain Dew do we get this time? Who knows?
By our
double XP weekend. How many bottles of Mountain Dew do I have to buy to reach?
Exo Zombies was announced too. DLC for that, but
nah.
Who cares?
Anyways,
Anyways, we're on about an hour, I guess.
Yeah, probably a little over, but thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for watching and or listening to the 82nd episode of the Dapper Gaming Podcast.
Man, what are we going to do when we hit 100?
I don't know. It'll be a while now that we're bi-weekly and not weekly, but...
Oh, yeah, I forgot that we're bi-weekly.
Yeah, but we'll see you guys in a couple of weeks, and hopefully by a couple, I mean a couple and not three like this time, but
yeah.
Anyways, bye.
Bye.